Horror Week, spooky stories of the unexplained. We turn it over to you and your stories of the supernatural, those things that go bump in the night. As a little teaser to wet your palate, we'll tell you about Linda's ghost in a sec.
So when I went to take a shower, I'm all sudsed up.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But first, Kelly, you want to get to the yoga?
Yeah. So Susie said, I have two creepy situations for you. The first one, when I was a little girl, my twin bed was near my bedroom door. Throughout my childhood, I would occasionally wake up in the middle of the night and see an older lady with long white hair that was parted down the middle with piercing blue eyes staring at me.
Oh.
I would initially be scared, but actually, it had a calming effect.
Okay.
Later in life, I found my birth mom. I was adopted as a baby, and we got on the conversation about believing in paranormal activity. I told her about my experiences growing up, and she told me she had the same lady looking over her throughout her life at night as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
And then, second story, my previous career, I worked for our historic downtown district, working with business owners and putting on community events in our downtown.
Okay.
One of our businesses was built around 1808 and is now a yoga studio.
Okay.
One of the instructors had taken a picture of the class during class, and after looking at the photo, picked up, you can kind of look in the doorway in the back of the photo, and it looks like someone else is hanging out there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really creepy. And you can see the picture. We've posted it on Facebook at 99.7DJX.
It's not one of those just like...
really dark. You can barely make something out. It's a well-lit picture.
Right. Yeah, and you can't... And it's not like one of those where you just see like the little circle of light. And
like an orb. Like,
yeah, an orb. Yeah, it's not that. It's
a person.
It is an outline of a person.
Yeah.
That is
looks
crazy.
Like kind of long hair. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Your story, by the way, yeah, at 99.7DJX. All right, Linda, your story.
Okay, I was in a shower. We had just moved into a brand new house. I was in the shower. My husband was working overnight. So when I went to take a shower, I'm all sudsed up. Doing my thing, and next thing I know, something smacked me clear through the shower curtain and onto my butt.
And what?
It scared the bejesus right out of me.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. I called him at work and said, you get home now. We're moving out.
Oh, gosh, yes, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, like, of all the people that tell us these stories, you're the ones just like, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, I'm gone.
So, Linda, you had a frisky ghost.
Oh, yes, I had something there.
Well, Linda, thank you for sharing us your story.
Well, thank you so much, honey.
All right, thank you. Yes, you did. But, you know, I mean, I guess ghosts were once humans, too, right?
That is the first butt slapper I've heard of, though. I'll be honest. I've never heard of another butt slapping ghost.
It's like, hey... Maybe it's one of those situations where it's kind of like Beetlejuice, you know, where they don't know or they're newly passed and they don't know what they can do and then what they can't do. And they're just trying things out.
Like, you know what? I'm just going to see it. If I can
I'm just going to see
pat,
if I can.
Pat.
All right.
Little pat pat on the butt.
Yeah. This will freak her out if it actually works. And then whack.
Wow.
That would be wild, though, if you're in the shower and that happens.
Oh, yeah. And I appreciated that she, out of all of them, because so many people are just like, yeah, we just slipped with it. She's the one like, we're leaving now, not going back. That's exactly what I would say. I'm not staying one more second.
I'm not staying.
I'm probably not even grabbing my clothes. I'm grabbing a towel. And I'm running out.
Like, honey, pack the bags. We're leaving. Start the car.
You know what? I'd probably leave everything there because it's probably like attached to it. So I'm just going to get all new stuff that doesn't have a ghost attached to it. That's probably what I'm doing.
I'm just going
to
get all new stuff.
All new stuff.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. Alicia said, I lived in the same house for 15 years. I've always felt that there is some sort of presence in the hallway. In the house and have constantly seen moving shadows in the hallway and my bedroom doorway. Well, one day, a few years back, I decided to clean up our attic. So, you know, I moved all the boxes, got it all nice and clean and organized.
Uh-huh.
Later that night, I heard movement coming from upstairs in the attic.
Oh, boy.
It sounded like boxes were being moved, but the thing was, I was the only one there at the time.
If I'm not moving the boxes, who is?
The very next day, I go upstairs in the attic, and all the boxes and everything was moved back to their prior spots before I moved them the day before.
Shut your mouth.
And a few months back, there was a shadow in my room. Both my cats quickly whipped their head to behind me and started staring in this corner of my room. Well, at this time, I had one of those ghost talking apps and decided to open it to see if anything would pop up on it. And the first two words that popped up was, "Behind you."
Shut up! Okay. Oh my gosh!
I'll tell you.
Oh my gosh! Alicia, I need to know, did you run out and never come back?
I'll tell you that.
It says no. She's lived there for 15 years. So much.
I remembered when I. So I'm. We're still living in this house. But when my older two daughters were young, they were maybe like 18 months, 2 years old, something like that. They were up playing in the hallway. And I remember my daughter Sophia was just sitting there in the hallway and turns. And she was sitting, and so she kind of like turns around behind her and just waves at nothing and goes, "Hi." And both me and my wife like look at each other, and we're like, all the hair on our arms stood up. We're like,
who are you waving
did you just
to,
wave
hon?
To? Yeah, exactly.
Who was that, hon? Who's
right.
your friend?
What was that? Oh, what was
yeah.
that?
Sorry, I would have moved immediately.
What?
I would have gone to pick her up and then and just walked out of the house and said, "You know what? We're gonna deal with that later. We're gonna figure out how to get our stuff or what or just again leave it. Just leave it. Just leave it. Just leave it."
Oh shoot! So yeah,
and nothing else has ever happened since then.
I mean, other than like the cats acting weird, but I just chalk that up to the cats being weird.
No, they're sensing things. They're sensitive to it.
Lizzie mentioned. On Facebook the other day, my six-year-old just casually mentioned that at night, he gets to play with his monster friends.
Monster friends? We need to ask what they look like. What do your monster friends look like, honey?
Is it like Mike Wazowski and Sully?
Right.
Like, what kind of monster friends are we talking here?
Because that sounds fun.
That sounds fun.
Are they furry and colorful?
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, anyways, we'll take some more of your stories on the way here on 99.7 DJX. Michelle has a story from when she was 10 years old growing up in a small town in eastern Kentucky.
Ooh.
These small town stories, man.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good.
They get me every time. All right. Love hearing your spooky tales of the unknown. It's horror week here, all week, 99.7 DJX. Michelle says, "I was 10 years old, grew up in a small town in eastern Kentucky. Neighborhood I grew up in was 1st through 5th Avenue. Between each avenue was an alley. That is where the garbage men collected the garbage. Taking the garbage out one night, I remembered I was barefoot. The sticks hurt my feet a little bit. I walked slowly to the backyard, to the alley where our garbage bin was. Throw my garbage over our fences into the bin. I look up. Standing under a light attached to her garage was a lady who lived there. I could clearly see it was Maxine. I'd known her for most of my life. She had kind of the big hairstyle and those big glasses she always wore. It felt like ice going down my back. Stared at her. She stared in my direction, not saying hello. Just looking around her yard. I remember running to my back door as fast as I could. You see, Maxine had died a few months prior. The house was vacant. I never told my parents.
Oh my gosh! Oh, Maxine was just coming back to check on the yard. Oh, God!
That's all she was doing. Hey, what's the upkeep?
Wow, listen, hey. Someone needs to mow back here.
Someone needs to mow.
Oh, my gosh. And she never told her parents?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
Oh, Frank said, I lived in an apartment in New York for a few years, had two different roommates that experienced the same thing.
Mm.
They both came home to see all the cabinets in the kitchen open.
Mm.
And also saw a little girl in the hallway of the apartment.
Oh.
I myself experienced a creepy night. I heard chains being rattled outside the building along with weird cat noises, only to wake up to see a face of a girl staring at me as if it was laying down next to me.
Oh, gosh.
My friend did some research in the building. Turned out it used to be a funeral parlor a long time ago.
I love, like, those old,
creepy,
like the very old cities and the history behind those old cities, man. That's
and the
crazy
whole
stuff.
The cabinet thing seems to happen with a lot of people, like where all the cabinets are just open. And that was in, I think it was Paranormal Activity 2.
Yeah.
They all blow open at the same time.
Jamie, what was you said your story was similar to like mine of my little toddler daughter waving at nothing in our upstairs going hi. And my wife and I just kind of looking at each other going, what are you waving at?
I do. I got a spooky story. It's similar to yours with the kid.
Okay.
So we used to live in this house in Corden, which is another small town.
Yeah.
And our daughter was around 5 at the time. And when we first moved in, you know, everything was freshly painted. Everything was good to go. Well, then we started to notice after a month or so that there was coloring on the wall. And of course, you know, we assumed that it was our kid because that's about the age when they start doing stuff like that. And we asked her, we said, hey, you know, we don't color on the walls. And she said, it's not me. And I said, well, honey, it is you. Like, you're the only kid here. And so of course we punished her for that, you know, made her clean up the walls, whatever. Well then as we started to notice more and more, the coloring was starting to get higher and higher up on the walls.
Oh.
We found coloring up on the walls about, I don't know, 8 feet. We had high vault ceilings in that house. And I'm like, there's no way even with like a step stool that this child could ever do this. We walked into her playroom, you know, shortly after that as well. And she said, she's in there just talking away and talking away. And I'm like, hey, who are you in here talking to? And she's like, oh, this is my friend Aiken. And I'm like, oh, we have somebody else in here. And she goes, yeah, he's the one coloring on the walls.
Oh.
Him and his grandma are here.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't live there no more. We short.
I'm like,
hello, we dipped out.
You're like, all right, hi, Aiken. Nice to meet you.
Okay,
we're going to be going.
Door now. Okay, let's go.
Yeah,
wow.
The fact that she was like, yeah, him and his grandma live here with us. And I'm like, oh, where's his grandma? And she's like, I don't know, we're just in here playing. And I'm like, oh, and she's like, yeah. When she said he was the one coloring on the walls, like, it was like, oh, okay, we're done. Let's
go. Down your spine, right? All the chills.
Yeah,
crazy. Thank you for the story, Jamie.
Oh, my gosh. He's the one coloring on the walls.
Yeah, right. All right, those are good stories.
Wow.
We'll revisit that. Of course, all week. It's Horror Week here on 99.7 DJX.